As we get ready to celebrate July the 4th, the Independence Day, July the 4th, a federal holiday, but one that we should take note. You know, we think about the barbecue, we think about the parades and the family get-togethers, the day off that we get from work. But we should thank God for that we live in it is the greatest country in the world. And we should take just a minute to kind of reflect on that as you carve down one of those barbecue sandwiches. Think about that we live in a great country, that we're allowed to sit here and talk college football. By the way, college football 59 days away if you're counting today, 58 if you put this one in the books, until Alabama plays the Michigan Wolverines in Arlington, Texas. That brought to you by Southern Pipe and Supply. Southern Pipe and Supply on Jug Factory Road, a great distributor of brand name plumbing, whether it's the Brizio line, which is the desire line of Delta, the Delta faucets, the Kohler products. Remember, the Kohler products right now are 30% off at Southern Bath and Kitchen. They're a combo store. Southern Pipe and Supply kind of takes care of all the behind the scenes type parts. Outside, you want that wife to pick out nice faucets that'll go and increase the value of your home. Think about our friends at Southern Bath and Kitchen, Southern Pipe and Supply, helping us count down college football's arrival here in the South. College football playoffs have been a topic of conversation. Earlier in the program, we spoke with University of Alabama former player, Navy SEAL, and an actor. His name was Mike White, and we spent a good time talking with him. Right now, we're going to talk with a legend of Alabama football, one of the best defensive backs to ever put on the crimson jersey. He's from Atmore, Alabama. He was a first-round draft pick. He's also an all-century team member, selected in 1992. He won two national titles. He was a captain of 1979 national title team. Our very own Don McNeil joins us via the telephone. Don, welcome into Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
It is so good to be with you tonight. Roll Tide, roll. I got to get that other roll in because I'm so excited to be here tonight. And everybody know the last national championship came our way, and so I'm just still excited about that win.
Hey, no doubt, man. Don, you've got me fired up already. So you haven't calmed down since January the 9th?
Do what now?
You haven't calmed down since January the 9th. I mean, you're still on that pedestal, it sounds like.
Well, yes, I should be on that pedestal because that was a great win beating LSU. And you know what? I'm high, I'm ready for the University of Michigan, and we're going to go all the way again. Now, I don't brag because Coach Bear Bryant told not to brag, just go out and play football. That's what we used to do, and that's what they're doing now.
Well, you can see a lot of similarities between Coach Nick Saban and Coach Bryant. We're talking with Don McNeil. He won two national titles. Let's go back to 1978. You won a national title, then you backed it up with winning another one, back-to-back national titles. And if you want to be honest, as Mike reminded us, in 77, it should have also been a national title as well, and that didn't work out to Alabama's way. But how hard is it to defend a national title, as Alabama will see 59 days away?
Well, it's very difficult, but it wasn't difficult for us because the coach is going to make sure we worked, and see, that was the key. The key is that we were going to work because we had the coaches that was involved in our lives and our practices. So you know, we should have won in 77, but went on and did it in 78 and 79. So it's difficult to repeat. But, you know, if you got the coaches, like the guys got the coaches now, Saban, they're going to go back and repeat again, and I think they will.
We're talking with Don McNeil. Don, I want to talk about the defense. And looking at the way Nick Saban coaches defensive backs, as a guy that played that position, a true cover corner, one of the great defensive backs to put on the crimson jersey, do you find yourself watching Nick Saban and those defensive backs and the way that he gets those guys to work on the same unit?
Yes, I do. I find myself watching him at all times because he was the defensive backs, and he coaches the defensive backs in practice. I had the opportunity to go up there and watch practice last year and the year before that. And he's hollering and doing this and that and going crazy when the defensive back can do what they're supposed to do. So, you know, he's very involved. Well, he's been very involved in all of it, but especially the defensive backs. And I like that because, see, we got one of the toughest positions to play on that football field. If we make a mistake, it's magnified. You know who made the mistake. So that's what Coach Saban tell the players that, hey, your position is certainly magnified, so you got to be sound, you got to be great, and go ahead and do that. And that's what they try to do. And I'm just so it's good to be a defensive back and take on that scrutiny. We love that scrutiny. And so we like to take on that pressure and all that. So if you play defensive back there at Alabama, you got to be ready for the congratulations and also the scrutiny too.
Don, can you talk about how important the defensive line is? Because you look at the defensive backs can make the defensive line look great because they can lock those wide receivers down and not allow any open wide receivers to get open. But then also the defensive line can get to the quarterback a little bit quicker and make Don McNeil look like a super player, which we know he is. But that defensive line is very important.
Yeah, that's true. Defensive line is very, very important, and they make me look good. And we washed each other hand. Defensive line has got to get pressure on the quarterback, and that's great because sometimes we blow it. But because they're doing such a great job up front, putting pressure on the quarterback, sometimes flushing the quarterback out of the pocket and making him throw the ball before he wanted to throw the football, that's great. So the defensive line is very, very important. Also, the linebacker, everybody's important. So, you know, and that's what I was looking at this particular year. Defensive line got pressure all the time, and it makes our job just that much more important. We've got a good defensive line.
We're talking with Don McNeil. He's very active in the community. He serves as a drug rehab counselor. He's a teacher, a coach, a lay pastor, a board member, a frequent public speaker, and we're glad to have him with us here in Tuscaloosa. He's a pastor at New Testament Baptist Church there in South Florida. He's also a speaker for Power Talent. He's a former All-American in 1979. He was the captain of the football team. He's played in Super Bowls. He's played on the national championship level. I'm going to throw maybe a tough question to you. College football playoffs. Now it will take more games to play. Now we'll have to play more games if Alabama is going to be one of those teams that raises that trophy to the end and says, hey, we're on the top and in the pinnacle in college football. Your thoughts about college playoffs?
Well, you know, they have got this, this 4-team playoff, and they're going to start it this particular year. So, you know what? Alabama has got to make the adjustment. That's what they want. That's what they're going to get. So I just know that Alabama is going to be there at the end, and we're going to be raising this trophy like we raised it all the time. You know, we raised it twice when I was there, and we raised it last year, and we raised it several years before that. So you know what? I know it's going to be a tough thing. They got to do something about it, but it's okay. All we got to do is the players, all they got to do is play, and they make the rules, and we'll play within the rules, and I'm pretty sure that Alabama's going to be successful. Always been, and I don't see no difference now. We're fired up, and I'm fired up now to go and show them that, hey, we can play in any structure. Just tell us what you got want us to do, and the coach is going to get it done, and we're going to be successful no matter what happens.
We're talking with Don McNeil. Don, looking at that year, 78, we talked about 79. What role did Coach Bryant play in getting you guys back down to earth? Because let's be honest, Don, when you win a national title, we're human. We have the flesh in us. We want to think that our ego starts to develop. What role did Coach Bryant play in getting you guys back down to earth and following it up with another national title?
Well, I think the reason why we won it is because of Coach Bear Bryant. Now, because he told Coach Oliver, said, "Listen, these guys they went 11-1 this last year, and now they don't need to be too headstrong. And so you guys go out and practice them and let them know, hey, we got to still show our class no matter what we did last year, because see." They will always tell us that this year it's about this year, because last year was about that year. We wanted that year, but we cannot carry over. We got to go out and work hard and do what we got to do and be successful at it. And they sold it to us, and we wanted to go out and win football games. When you put that red jersey on, your personality changes. We're not going to go out and be cocky. We're going to go out and beat people the right way. We're not going to cheat them. We're going to go out and beat them the right way. And that's what Coach Oliver and certainly Coach Bear Bryant will always tell us to do.
He's got a book that describes from the fields of rural Alabama to the pro football field, from University of Alabama winning two national titles, being an All-American, playing in the Super Bowl, being part of the Crimson family, and we consider him a very special guest. He's from Escambia High School there in Atmore, Alabama, and I want you to check out his book. It's called Home Team Advantage. Don, I always try to slip in a little promo for Jesus. That's very important to you, isn't it?
Oh, that's very, very important to me. See, without Jesus Christ in my life, I'm nothing. But see, with Jesus Christ, I'm already successful. And I've had a lot of success in life. I played professional football, college football, and I played on the highest level. But you know what? I wouldn't be anything if wasn't for my relationship with Jesus Christ, and he makes a difference. And that's what I tell everybody. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I love playing football. I love competing. But I like to tell people that they need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and see, that's what it's all about.
Don McNeil's got a great book. I invite you to read it, Home Team Advantage. We're talking with him about the University of Alabama. We're talking about his playing days. He was an All-American, a first-round draft pick from the Miami Dolphins. Let's look quickly at your pro football career. The length of games going from college football to the National Football League, was that a big adjustment for you?
You know what? I guess it might have been a big adjustment for other pros. But you know what? When you play football at the University of Alabama, that's sort of like a pro-style program they have up there at Alabama. So you know what? I guess I was in such good shape because of Alabama. I mean, this training camp was over, and I used to say, "Is this it? Is this all?" I was looking for more because, see, we was ready to play, and we was in good shape, and we were just ready to do it. And the training camp was over, so you know we got prepared because of Coach Bear Bryant. I was prepared for the season, and we always played like that, and we always been like that. So you got to be prepared for whatever happens to you. Just be prepared.
Don McNeil, a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in Birmingham, Alabama. He's from Atmore, Alabama, 1976 graduate of Escambia County. He went on to win two national titles at the University of Alabama. He was selected as an All-Centennial member in 1992, one of the great defensive backs to ever put on the Crimson jersey. Don, I appreciate your time. Tuscaloosa folks love to hear from Don McNeil. The spirit that you bring to the table is uncomparable, and we appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on. And I just want to just tell the people of Tuscaloosa I love them, and it's all about the Crimson Tide. So all I want to say is just roll Tide, roll.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you being part of our show, and we'll talk soon, and maybe you can help us break down the football games in the fall a little bit. I'd love to bring this spirit to the table, because you've got the audience fired up. I mean, I'm listening to them right now on the Twitter account. I mean, maybe we could kind of feature you every couple of weeks, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. We can talk about that a little bit later, but I always enjoy the conversation, Don.
Call me. I love to do that. I really will. I love the Alabama all those fans and all that. So just call me. I'd love to do it.
Don, roll Tide right back to you. Hey, happy July the 4th. Go enjoy some of that great barbecue, because I know you're an Alabama boy, and you can cook some barbecue, I imagine.
You're right. I'm going to do just that, okay?
Don, thanks so much for being part of our show in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you.
Don McNeil. If that doesn't get you fired up, nothing will. Don McNeil, one of the good guys that I always enjoy talking with. We feature him a few times a year. Don McNeil, if you look at the credentials, can you tell me another defensive back that brings that much to the table? An All-American, a player that's played in the Super Bowl, played for the Miami Dolphins, played for the University of Alabama. I love his attitude. It is, to me, it makes me smile every time I talk with Don McNeil. And I was talking to him this morning as we were prepping for the interview, and it just he's the guy that always makes you feel better about yourself when you can talk to great guys like Don McNeil. We're going to ask a non-sports question. In the history of my program, I'm not sure if I've ever done this, but here it is. Independence Day, tomorrow. We're going to hook you up with Crosby, Stills, and Nash tickets. Here's the tickets. Two tickets. One pair. 342-9904. How many delegates sign the Declaration of Independence? Tomorrow we celebrate that occasion. How many delegates sign the Declaration of Independence? 342-9904. Just a final few minutes of the show. We will put this one in the books. Coming up next on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 WDGM.